Lord, may our eyes be open and may our ears be open and our hearts open that we can understand what you're saying to us now. We give you all the praise and all the glory for what is wrought through your word in our hearts tonight. Every person under the sound of my voice, they have ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts to understand. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit who show us all things. Yes. He show us. And we expect him to show us tonight. Here at Word of Life Christian Center and around the world, those who connected with us, show us out of your word what to do at a time like this. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Isaiah chapter 33, I'm in an area that is profound apostolic. When you talk about the fear of the Lord, there's revelation after revelation is coming as you pray about the fear of the Lord. And there's some things I'm going to say. I want you to record them because they're going to be so important to you. But the fear of the Lord, the Lord spoke to me, the fear of the Lord is a spiritual treasure chest. Now, it's a spiritual treasure chest that the church had not known much about. It's reverential. It's revelation. I wrote a few words down. It's a divine, profound respect that you can't get nowhere else. You got to have the fear of the Lord for that. Yes, sir. It is a rim. It also is in the spirit world, it's a resurrection. It's a realness, and there are roots you can't find nowhere else in the spirit. In Isaiah 33, we've been with this scripture for quite some time. It's the verse 5. Verse 5. The Lord is exalted. You see that? Many of y'all didn't see it. The Lord is exalted. I underline the word exalted because there's an exalted position here. For he dwelleth on high. The fear of the Lord has something to do with God's exaltation. And it has something to do with God's dwelling place. All right? He's above all, you know that. For he dwelleth on high. Now notice, I want you to underline another word. He has filled. So we're supposed to be filled. Yes, sir. Zion with judgment and righteousness. And we go on in verse 6. And wisdom and knowledge, you see that? Underline those words if you got your Bible. Now, most of y'all pecking. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability. Now, that word need to be underlined too. Stability of the time. And see, you can meditate every one of those words. And strength. Those are two loaded verses here. You see them? Of salvation. And then he says this, and what we're talking about now, the fear of the Lord is his treasure. That's something, the fear of the Lord. And what he's talking about is, we told you it's not a natural fear, it's not a demonical fear, it's not a religious fear, it's not a worldly fear. It's a reverential fear, it's a respect that you have for God. And we're finding out that fear, the fear of the Lord, has to be there for us not to make foolish moves. If we don't understand the fear of the Lord, the fear of the time going to take us over. Yeah. All right. So let's see. Go to the, back to the 11th chapter of Isaiah. The 11th chapter. I think anything that Jesus need, I need it. Yes. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 11, now, another scripture we've been reading, and then I'll probably read one more scripture and start giving you some things. at the first verse and said, "There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him." You with me?
Yes, sir.
Then he said, "The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." You see that?
Yes, sir.
Now, y'all understand the fear of the Lord better now?
Yes, sir.
You need to understand it. Okay, now, go to the next verse. Now, why did he say this? How important is this in the third verse now? All those dynamic spiritual things they've talked about, he gets to the third verse and said, "And shall make him a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord."
Yes.
How many of y'all see that?
Yes.
"Quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he should not judge after the sight of his eye." So if you don't have the fear of the Lord revelation, you judge things out the sight of your eye. And that's where you get afraid at. And that's where you make a false move with scriptures. Make a false move with scriptures. You don't know how to wait on them, you get afraid. "And neither reprove after the hearing of his ears." All right, go to Deuteronomy 13, and then I'll start. Deuteronomy 13. Now, all those scriptures we're reading is giving us some insight on the revelation of the reverential power of the fear of the Lord that help us in every area of our life. Now, liars come in with collars on. Prophesying things that the Lord didn't tell them. Satan's gonna use a lot of people in these times, and what they prophesied is gonna come true. But it still wasn't from God. You remember the rod? Moses threw his rod down. It turned into a headed boy, threw his rod down. It turned into a snake. The magician threw that down. It turned into a snake. But what happened? Moses' snake ate their snake up. So that's something going to look like they're real. That's going to be some manifestation that look like that person is so powerful. But you're going to have discernment and wisdom from the fear of the Lord to understand that's not from God. I don't care if the snake is wicked, it's not from God. And so these are the position that I think pastors and ministers under me and ministers all over the world need to get their members ready for false prophets and liars who look like they're real. Now, this scripture is going to help us here in Deuteronomy 13, verse 1 said, "If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dream and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after," that is, "other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them." Now notice verse 3, we're going to see the fear of the Lord again. "Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams." Now here's six or seven things come out of the fear of the Lord. He says, "For the Lord your God," underline the word, "proveth," test. It's time for the test now. "Proveth you to know whether you," that's another word, "love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul." In other words, you should see, you should walk after the Lord your God and what?
Fear him.
Now, we understand what that fear him means?
Yes.
Respect. Matter of fact, that fear that means I know how powerful he is. So I don't have to worry about even look like this thing working against me, and I know it's not God, but I know it's not powerful enough to stop God. And keep his commandment. You see that? Come on with me. And obey his voice. You see that? Go on and on. You shall serve him and cleave to him. You cannot do that without the fear of the Lord. You can't walk it without it. Now, The fear of the Lord is a spiritual treasure chest. It's living in an undeniable zone. I want you to write that down. Living in an undeniable zone. It is also releasing a divine trust that cannot be shaken by no other power. When that realm of the fear of the Lord, you understand it, you live in an undeniable zone and you release a divine trust that cannot be shaken by no other power. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
It closes the door on weakness and lack of faith. It closes the door on weakness and lack of faith. Here we go. You get closer and closer. It reveals the presence of God and all his attributes. Therefore, you're not afraid to keep using your faith at any time. So what is it saying here? It's saying that if your faith do not have the anchors of the fear of the Lord, sometimes you're going to be afraid to use your faith. But when you got the fear of the Lord, reverential respect, recognize who he is. You know you're supposed to be holy. He's the only one can keep you holy. You got power. You got power. You got power. You're under conviction. It reveals the presence of God and all his attributes. Therefore, you're not afraid to keep using your faith at all times. Now, I'll make this statement. I just want you to catch it. Because the fear of the Lord is a type of worship. It's a reverential worship. You can't really worship God unless you have that understanding of how great he is. And only the Holy Spirit can give you that. Are you following me? So when we look at this, all of the blessings of God is locked in praise, worship, prayer, trusting, obeying, and yielding. All right, a lot of information tonight. Somebody say it again. All the blessings of God is locked in praise, worship, prayer, trusting, obeying, yielding. Now, all those things I said cannot be fully perfected without the fear of the Lord. Faith can't be fully perfected. See, that's apostolic now. You're not going to hear that anywhere. But faith cannot be fully perfected without the fear of the Lord. Love cannot be fully perfected without the fear of the Lord. Grace, mercy. Are you understanding me now?
Yes,
see, because if that respect is not there, if the revelation of God is not there, and if it don't make you tremble sometimes, the awesomeness of God is not there. You're dealing with, instead of the fear of the Lord, you're dealing with a formula of God. You see? See, only the Holy Spirit can give you that reverential understanding, reverential trust, knowing that everything God said, he's going to do it. No matter what it looked like. No matter what them other 99 people saying, you need to know how to trust God in these times. All right? So all of the blessing of God is locked in praise, worship, prayer, trusting, obeying, yielding. Now, here's some heavy. Go to Ephesians 1, 3. Go to Ephesians 1, 3, because I want you to see how this line up. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see it?
Yes,
hurry up. Blessed be to God. A lot of things to say to you tonight. Blessed be to God. I see y'all turning. Blessed be to God in Ephesians 1:3. Let's read that together. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now watch what he's saying. You have to know this, but I'm saying the Spirit of God told me you can't know this voice without the fear of the Lord. Why? Circumstances, situation, even some preaching and some singing going to deny the fact that you're blessed, already spiritually blessed. Okay, how it look? So let's read it. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. But they don't do me no good in heavenly places in Christ. So I have to know how to yield to get manifestation of what he said to me. You got it? See, I have to know, just because the Bible said I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings, those spiritual blessings are designed to manifest in my life. Now, we're talking about the fear of the Lord. Is a spiritual treasure chest that the church, I don't think the church know very little about it. And so I want to deal with some things tonight. The fear of the Lord deals with faith failures, some faith failures you've had in your life. It wasn't enough of the fear of the Lord in it. Even though you had the scripture, even though you said your prayer, but you didn't have enough respect for him to change things from what they look like. So you kept looking at the things and you didn't turn your head. Yeah, when you're walking in the fear of the Lord, you turn your head on it. So here, my God, here God want to deal with all faith failures. See, the faith didn't fail. Right? Now, it even get, go back to Hebrews 11, 6 again. Let's look at it. What causes faith failure? The faith didn't fail, but you failing to use it properly. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God. Now, the first thing is, must believe that he is. Now, don't leave that. Don't leave the illness of God and try to go somewhere else with your faith. That God is, and that he is a rewarder of them. Now go back to him. That didn't just see him. He is. See him. See, that caused you not to enter into this realm where I call faith failure. Then turn to Galatians chapter 2 now, verse 20 and 21. Because we're talking about things that can happen if you don't have your fear in place. Frustrated grace. Frustrated grace. Grace trying to get something done, but you keep frustrating it. Trying to come up with some teaching. They got this grace message in teaching. They're telling people they don't have to be holy no more. That's not God. Grace don't mean you can do anything. And grace don't mean you can't go to hell. You keep messing up. You mess around and miss the boat. So you're telling people they're saved, won't save you, always saved. Do anything you want. No, that's not God. God talk about holiness and sanctification and righteousness and repentance and forgiveness and love. And we got to hold on to that. We can't let them teach us something else. Talking about just, forget all that, forget everything. No, I ain't forgetting. No, I got to pray. I got to see God for you. You know why? Now listen very carefully, because this is very important. The Holy Ghost bring this up. Even though we don't live under the old law, but there's laws of the Spirit that are still intact. See, you can't erase doing right. So there in Galatians 2:20 it says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But Christ liveth in me, in the life of which I now live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. See, now, the fear of the Lord is in there because it's reverential. You respect come there. But the next verse said, I will not frustrate the grace of God. Hebrews 4:16. Forsaken mercy. So a lot of mercy is forsaken because you can't stand long enough. You get fearful in the other way. But if you have this reverential anointing of the fear of the Lord on you as your treasure, it can handle all the rest. Now somebody gonna get an answer tonight. Some things you've been believing God for, and you actually living a good life. But you got to have that fear of the Lord. You got to know that the Lord can't let you down. That the Lord, see, the fear of the Lord is this fact that I love him so much, I know he can't fail. See, I don't care how many years it's been, he just can't fail. So we're dealing with faith failures, frustrated grace, and forsaken mercy. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of God. Hebrews 4:16. Come boldly. Everything looking bad, but you come boldly. So I got faith failure, frustrated grace, forsaken mercy must be turned around in your life now. Two more. Without the revelation of the fear of the Lord, first place is forsaken. In other words, God cannot and will not have first place in your life just being religious. If you don't let the Holy Spirit imprint in your soul that God is God and we must honor him at all times. Not just on Tuesday night, not just on Sunday. But you should wake up in the morning with God on your mind. You shouldn't make too many steps in the day without God getting your attention. Say something to him. Thank you. Praise your holy name. See. So just put Matthew 6:33, 1 Corinthians 13:8, and then I'll start giving you some points I want you to get. Love can't fail. Love will not fail. Love can't fail. That was 1 Corinthians 13:8, and I'm not going to go there. All right. The fear of the Lord puts you in a position that you're trusting God with all your heart. You can't go there without that reverential revelation respect that it only can be given to you by the Holy Spirit. Turn to Proverbs 3. Look at this. 5 and 6. Now Proverbs 3, 5, 6. Y'all know those verses. But now, because of the fear of the Lord, because of trusting, because of worship, because of understanding, you're not now. Now you're ready to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Okay, how nothing look. And lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. You direct your path. But you see, if you don't have that reverential fear, you're going to jump to another scripture. A scripture that God didn't give you. He's given you the scripture to stand on. You jump to something else because you're scared. And you think about having plenty of scripture or plenty of people praying ain't going to make it happen. Sometimes that's what messes it up. You got too many people praying in unbelief. I don't need no wondering person praying for me. I wonder if it's going to work out. You got to know how to rebuke that. You know what I'm saying? I don't need nobody wondering. Well, I'm wondering. We praying, but I'm wondering. No, get out of here. All right, now, What also the fear of the Lord will do for you, this treasure, the fear of the Lord, listen very carefully. Being well acquainted with God's ways of doing things. I love this scripture. We're going to Job 22. I love this. Be well acquainted. Be well acquainted with God's ways of doing things. In other words, in tune. In tune when it looks like it's not going right. In tune to tell that person who come in with all them scriptures, you know, they got 55 scriptures talking to you and crying and everything else, but I'm in tune. God done told me how they're going to come out. See, it takes something to stay in tune now. I got family member. Jesus said, who is my brother and my sister? He that do the will of God. I ain't coming out here for y'all. Y'all come on up in here. Look at this scripture now. Job 22:21. I want to look at that a minute. Being well acquainted with God's ways of doing things. Being well acquainted. Wow. I love it. With God's ways of doing things. Watch what happened. 22:21. What's the first word? Now, I want you to think about that if you're acquainted, I know this personally, if you're acquainted with God enough, you have the fear of the Lord in you. I don't care how fine she is, I ain't going. I got too much wisdom for that. And I'm on sex. I throw my whole life away, my family away. So don't say it's pressing in my face, baby. If you got anything else on your mind, just press it right on out of my face. I ain't stupid enough. I got the fear of the Lord in me. What? See, some of y'all don't look like y'all got the fear of the Lord. No. So acquaint not thyself with him, talking about God, and be at peace. What happened? What the end of the verse said? So you underline the word acquaint? You know what acquaint mean, right? Huh? All right, another word coming out now. Once you're acquainted probably with God, look at the next verse now, the first word.
Receive.
Underline that word. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 23 says, thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up, and thou shalt put away iniquity from thy tabernacle. You see, a lot of Christians got iniquity in their tabernacle. And they're not bad people. They just don't know what the fear of the Lord is. They never got a revelation. They're all operating by faith. Faith can't keep you from sinning. Faith will go sin with you. You got to have the fear of the Lord. You got to have respect. You got to have honor of the Lord implanted in you by the Holy Ghost and by God's word. Not putting nobody down. I love everybody. But you just got to know the truth. Look at verse 24. Then thou shalt lay up gold as dust. What? And the gold of Ophrah, the stone of the brooks, yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense. And thou shalt have plenty of worry about the time, the economy, how things going to come out, and how I'm going to make it during these times. No, plenty of silver. Y'all ain't talking to me. For then, verse 26, shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty. See, you can't have that without the fear of the Lord. You follow me? And shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayers unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Watch this now. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. We're just talking about how you got to be well acquainted with God. That verse, yeah, go to another verse, y'all know it, Proverbs 4:20. My son, tend to my word. Cry not hear to my saying. Proverbs 4:20.
Yeah.
21, go to 21. Let them not depart from thy eye, keep them in the midst of thy heart. Go to the next verse. I want y'all to see it. 23. Keep thee with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. When God give you a word, you got it. So attending to the word. I'm going to give you this, and I think that it's in the treasure chest of fear, because it's a certain way you live in the present moment. Live in the present no matter what's going on. You can trust it. That's what happened during COVID. Just stay in the present moment. Stay in the presence of God. Don't let men rile you up and get you all scared.
Yeah.
There's some more coming. That's why I'm teaching it this way. You can go back to your notes. Look, watch. Locking into the now revelation. N-O-W. And I just gave you two scriptures. Hebrews 11:1, Ephesians 3:20. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, right now.
Yes.
And then you go to Ephesians 20 and say, now unto him. Nobody can stop that. Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly. No, they didn't say what time it is or how things going on in the world system. No, now unto him that is able, right in the midst of all it is, do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us.
Yes.
Now. So you have the fear of the Lord treasure, have the revelation of the now God.
Yes.
No matter what it looked like.
Yes, sir.
Those two now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now it is. The evidence of things not seen, right? Now unto him that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all the acts of things according to the power that awakens in me.
Yes,
that power he's talking about is love.
Yes.
Fear, the fear of the Lord bring the love of God out of you.
Yes, sir.
Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. See, you love God so much.
Yes, sir.
And all the laws and all the prophets hangs on the revelation of love.
Yes, sir.
I like that. Lock it into the now revelation.
Yes, sir.
Don't let Satan take you tomorrow. And don't let Satan take you back to yesterday. So you're going to talk to me right now. That's where all the aches and pains come. You come, why I didn't do this? How I failed that time? Forget it. It's over now. Let's go. Let's deal right now.
Amen.
Help me now. I need grace right now. I need mercy right now. I need some wisdom right now. I need some knowledge right now. I need some understanding right now. I need some faith right now. Now. This is your life right now. Don't let Satan take you back to your failures and to your mistakes and to when it seemed like it didn't work out.
Amen.
Bring him back into now. In the name of Jesus, right now. You can't face the enemy yesterday, and you can't face the enemy tomorrow. You got to face the enemy right now in power and in glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The fear of the Lord enables you to hear God's voice clearly. You want to write notes. I have knowing how to hear God's voice clearly. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what they're saying. I don't care what the internet's saying. I don't care what nobody else saying. I want to hear what God's saying.
That's right.
And once you train yourself to hear God's voice, it doesn't matter. All right? And I tell you right now, God's voice, when you connect to Him right, always going to turn things out to your favor. Matter of fact, as you sit here tonight, things are being turned into your favor right now. I don't care what you come up in your wit. I don't care how long you've been dealing with it. I know my God can handle it right now. And that's why He appointed you to be here tonight. He want to tell you it ain't over yet, y'all. Otherwise, just what He want me to say. Tell them there's nothing up in here or on that line who listen that I can't handle. Matter of fact, as my word goes forth out of my servant mouth, I'm handling it right now. Yeah. 10, 15, 20 years baggage being dropped off right now. Because the Holy Spirit, he gonna roll your mind and roll your understanding. You say, whoa, He was talking to me. You pick up the scripture to read. You're not reading, not one of these scriptures, but all of a sudden, all of them start jumping out at you. That's the way the word works. John chapter 10, verse 3. Knowing how to hear God's voice clearly, no matter how much smoke flying or dust flying, it doesn't matter what somebody else saying, hear His voice. To him the porter open it, and the sheep hear His voice. Always hear His voice. And He called His own sheep by name. And what did He do? What did He do next? Leading them out, right? Go to the next verse. Hallelujah. And when He put His foot His own sheep, listen to this now. He goes before them. And the sheep follow Him, for they know His voice. The sheep follow Him because they know His voice. Go to the next verse. Watch what it says. And a stranger. Now, all these strange reports coming up. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Wait a minute, get even clearer. I want to make it clear in the same chapter, verse 27. John 10, 27. Let's make it clear. Now we're talking about the fear of the Lord is our treasure. And I think there's a lot of things we aim to do and want to do, but not knowing the revelation of walking in the fear of the Lord. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them. Yes. And they follow me. Keep going. Go to the next verse. 28 verse. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man or any situation pluck them out of my hand. Look at verse 29, Mac. Look at verse 29. It's shouting ground. 29. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. Hallelujah. I say He's greater than all. I didn't hear you. He's greater than all. You're going to need that word. You need to know that. He's greater than all. So therefore, no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. How many of y'all in the Father's hand? Yeah, that's right. That's right. And then, my brothers and sisters, as we deal with this treasure of the fear of the Lord, I think it's been a missing rim and a missing ingredient. It's releasing the abiding principles, plural, of faith. The abiding principles of faith. You have not. 1 John 2:27. I want you to see the word abide three or four times. 1 John 2:27. You have, no matter what come up, if you understand the fear of the Lord is your treasure, you have an abiding anointing in you. See, but the anointing what you have received of Him abideth in you. Yes. You see it? And you need not any man teach you, but as the same anointing teach you of all things, and it's true, and there's no lie, and even if they've taught you, look what they taught you now. What they taught you? You should abide in him no matter what's happening. See, that's beyond sight. That's beyond feeling. That's beyond have to have a second emotion. That's a revelation. Watch what happened. Put in your note, I'm not going to go through it all, John 15, 1 through 7. Because there's, you know, I'm the vine. I'm the branch. I'm the vine, you the branches. He that abideth in me. The seventh verse, if any man, go to the seventh verse, John 15, 7. You abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask what you will. So now we got abiding anointing, abiding in the word, abiding in Jesus. Now, through the, what do you call that thing? Pandemic, what is it? I won't call it pandemic, damn it. Hallelujah. Boy, it's something about it when you're not afraid. I trust God. I'm bragging on God. He's a good God. He'll take care of you. Okay. And I want y'all to grow up as we teach these lessons. I want you to see this. We're talking about abiding, right? Huh? Well, once this thing came up, the Lord gave me the 91st Psalm. Look at the first verse. See, can you find the word abiding? Abide. He that dwelleth in the secret places of the Most High, that is again, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, you know, I'm not going to go into it, but 1 Chronicles 29, 11 and 12 tell you about the Almighty. What? His greatness, his power, his glory, his victory, his majesty, all that is in the heaven is his, all that is in the earth is his, the kingdom belongs to him, all the gold, all the riches, all the silver. That's who I'm abiding under. When you learn how to yield, Jesus, the scripture said, the fear of the Lord is my treasure. You remember that? Yes, sir. When you know how to yield in that treasure, you're in the process of, or in the position of renewing your strength at all times. Now, y'all know Romans 12 too, right? Yeah. Turn to Romans 12 too. I just keep going. Go to Romans 12, too, because y'all should have knocked the chairs over when I said Romans 12, too. But y'all said Romans 12, too. Romans 12, 2, keep your soul and your senses from being in control. I just heard that. The Lord just told me that. Because if they ever get in control, you're going to be in a mess. Because they're going to lock your spirit out. That means the Holy Ghost locked out. But you see, you got to take the word of God. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Most Christians conform to this world during this pandemic. They act like they didn't have a God. I just got to be a pastor and got to preach. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So you got to keep renewing your mind, right? Yes. Isaiah 40, 31. They that wait upon the Lord. Yes, see that word that renew in there again. Shall renew their strength. Yes. But they that wait upon the Lord shall what? Renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. You see that? Yes. All right. I got one more for you. Psalm 103. What you going to do with that? Bless the Lord. All my soul. The Lord is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord all my soul. And forget not all his benefit. Now look at these five things that the fear of the Lord will pull up. Look at them. Look at verse 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Hallelujah. Who healeth All thy diseases. Come on, keep going. Go to the fourth word. Who redeemed five things. Redeeming thy life from destruction. Yeah. So how a little old disease going to come in and destroy you? Yeah. Who redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Yeah. Keep going. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things. Yes. So that. Stop getting old every day. Yeah. Thy youth. It renewed. Now all three of them verses had that word renewed in it. Yes. Did y'all see it?
Yes, sir.
No, you didn't see it. Go back over. Romans 12, 2.
Yes,
underline the word renewed.
Right.
Isaiah 40, 31. Underline the word renewed.
Yes,
I said, I don't know if y'all got all of my body in places I took you. See? See, I don't want you walking out here not knowing how to go back to this.
Yes.
See, I need you to go back and meditate. We can do so much in an hour. You see what I'm saying? Are you getting it?
Yes, sir.
If you do not develop the fear of the Lord, you will be foolish. Five was wise. Five is foolish. Read it yourself, the 10 virgins. They were foolish. They didn't have to fear the Lord. So they didn't get no more oil put in the land. So they were left out. Be wise. What you doing here now? You're putting oil in your lamp. You're putting oil in your lamp, weren't you? Yeah, you're putting oil. These revelation is all going in your lamp. So you can see when it get dark.
Hey,
two more things that I'm going to close. So you got 10 virgins, 25, 1 through 13, you studied that. I already give this to you, but let me go over again. You will frustrate your faith and grace if you don't function in the fear of the Lord. Hebrews 11 and 6, Galatians 2, 20 and 21. I told you that one already.
Yes,
get it down. There are tests that you will not pass without the fear of the Lord anointed. Yeah, test you will not pass. I don't care how many scriptures you read. We're told how to make God your treasure on a daily basis. In 1 Chronicles 29, turn now, 11 and 12. 1 Chronicles 29, 11. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, that's your treasure. I quoted that a few minutes ago. See, you got to know him like that. That boy got a revelation. It's a whole mega boy. The Lord, Lord is the greatness and the power and the glory. Man, how much more you want? And the victory and the majesty, you got all that?
Yeah.
For all that's in heaven, in the heaven and in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom. See, you got to meditate that and feed on that. And then when other little stuff come up, you say, oh no, you ain't moving me. My God. Let me read this to you, my God. He own everything. Apostle Paul brought something out in 1 Corinthians 2:2. Look at that. 1 Corinthians 2:2. Making Jesus and the cross your treasures at all times. I'm just telling you, I know anything among you. That's what Paul said. See, that's the apostolic. I'm determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's the way apostles talk. It's revelation, you see. I'm determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. You tell me all of it in him? Being crucified? Absolutely. You got that? God forbid that I should glory. I think it's Galatians 6:14. In anything else except but the cross, but the glory in the cross. God forbid I glory in anything else. So let's see what we say. Let's wrap up. fear of the Lord is a spiritual treasure chest. In other words, it enable you to function not by routine, but by revelation. You know him yourself. You see what I'm saying? When he said in what is Isaiah? Go back to Isaiah 11. I'm closing. I got 11 minutes. Go back to Isaiah 11. Because I really want to just read these scriptures to you and make sure we're getting a hold of it and just trust the Holy Spirit to help us anytime we need it to have it. Verse 2, Isaiah 11. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Me too. Spirit of wisdom, me too. Understanding, me too. The Spirit of counsel and might, me too. The Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, me too. And shall make me of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. See, then I don't have to go by my eyes and my natural ears because I'm functioning in revelation. You're going to have to function in revelation. I'm telling you right now. All right, go back to Isaiah 33. Quickly, I want to read this. Verse 5, the Lord is exalted, for he dwelleth on high. He has filled Zion with judgment and righteousness and wisdom. Look, keep saying it. And knowledge shall be the stability of thy time and strength of salvation. Now, this is why I see what I saw at the fear of the Lord is a treasure chest. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Yes, the fear of the Lord is my treasure. My respect, my honor, my obedience, my submission to God. That's my treasure. Not just because I got scriptures. No. I yield to him. And you have to learn, children, learn to yield to him every day. Now, it sounds like a broken record, but I've been doing it 48 years. Not a day passed. I took one time on a motorcycle and said, well, I ain't going to do too much today. It lasts about 44 minutes. Because I heard myself saying Jesus. So since I heard myself say it, I went on and said it, Jesus. And I got some release. So ain't no vacation. You go on vacation without your Bible? What? So I'm going to rest myself now. Don't be stupid. Take your Bible with you. You don't have no vacation from devotion and from praise and worship. If you want to get there, he'll let you there, but very few get there. Now, you can't tell me I don't have the roots for it because I don't have them. We never opened a Bible in my house when I was a boy. I never... Really, I might have glanced and saw it, Bobby, but I ain't know what it was. So you have no excuse. See? Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And so, don't disrespect God to repent. Just because repent there. No, learn to live clean.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm just telling you what God wants. God wants us. What did he say in 1 Thessalonians 5:23? Yeah, holy. Yeah. God don't just want your suit or your dress or your hairdo. He wants you. Look at that sometime. And he said, if you want him to do it, he'll do it. The 24th verse said he'll do it. God will do it for you. He did it for me. How much do you love God? How much he mean to you? See, do you really love him? He's just a convenience for you. You see what I'm saying? You see where I'm trying to get you?
Yes,
what you're doing. Sometimes just get up and hug God.
Yeah.
Let God hug you.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what nobody say. Yeah, get in the closet and hug him. Oh, Lord, I love you.
Yeah.
Yield to him. Don't let your life go by without experiencing this, man. This, I'm going to tell you, Almighty. They'll call you, they look at you and say, he ain't got no life. She ain't got no life.
Right.
What is life? Shaking your butt, jumping around? That's life?
No.
That's stupid.
Amen.
Nobody should be more healthier than you, more wealthy than you, because your father is rich.
Yes.
Whatever you need, he'll supply it if you obey him. He said, if you're willing and obedient, what do you say? You eat the good of the land, right? That's true.
Yes.
If you obey him and serve him,
yes,
he'll bless you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Father.
But you got to love him, not the blessing.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me close. More coming. I'm not calling, they're just coming. My job is to get you prepared,
yes, sir,
to know, to walk, draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to you.
Amen.
Nobody can trick God.
No.
Nobody's stronger than God.
Yes.
Nobody can stop God.
No.
So if God unstoppable, now, do this as the Spirit of God tell me to do this. Always, come on, son, put worship in the place of worry. When you look like you're about to worry about something, do this. I praise you and give you glory. Thank you for being such a good God. Nothing ain't changing in the natural. But you're going to change it in the spirit world.
Yeah.
Why? You're calling things,
yeah,
that be not as though they were.
Yeah.
Because they are.
Yeah.
You just need somebody anointed to make it happen.
Yeah.
Let Jesus fulfill in your life. Jesus said this in the Beatitude. He's trying to tell us what kind of attitude we should have in the spirit world. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled.
Yes,
that's where you at. That's where you want you at.